Good morning and welcome to Lighthouse's Monday Morning Podcast. Hey, I'm Pastor Ron and I'm excited to spend a little bit of time with you this morning. We're going to be jumping into Proverbs chapter 18, but I also wanted to tell you about what we do here on Fridays at 9:45 a.m. until 11 a.m. We have a Friday morning Bible study here at Lighthouse Church in our coffee shop. We call it the Grindhouse. And you're welcome to come. There's donuts and coffee and Bible study and worship and great fellowship. And if you can't come, perhaps you can watch it online. And so that will air Friday morning. So that's tomorrow morning. So God bless you. Hey, let's pray and let's get started into our study of Proverbs chapter 18. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the treasure of the way that you shape our thoughts. From the wisdom of your words. And so we ask you to do that today for your glory. In your name we pray. Amen. That's one of the things that Proverbs 18 does, is it confronts our reasoning, whether it's poor or whether it's really good. It affirms that which is beneficial, and it exposes that which is destructive. So let's take a look. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 1. Whoever isolates himself seeks his own desire. He breaks out against all sound judgment. So sound judgment is really important in our life. But if you can't receive sound judgment, if you're the only one that has the answers to everything, then it's going to create problems for you in your life. For me, one of the places that I go when I need to make a decision is I go to the book of Proverbs. Excuse me. Today, I would go to the date, which is the 14th. And so I would go to chapter 14 and I would read in chapter 14. And invariably, God would provide an answer for me out of that chapter for what I was needing to make a decision about. So the counsel that I would encourage you to consider is there's 66 of them. They're right here. 66 books in the Bible. And a great counselor, in particular, Proverbs, and the whole book of Proverbs. And so, but there's also godly people that God has put into our lives, people that you know have lived their lives well, have made good decisions, and they have sound judgment. And so I would go to those people as well. You know, and one of the other group of people that I would go to are those that have lived a little longer than perhaps you have. And they have a lot of wisdom because they've lived a lot more life. Well, let's go on to verse 2. It says, a fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his opinion. You know, Psalms tells us a little bit about the description of a fool. Psalm 14 says, verse 1, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They do abominable deeds. There is none who does good. So God is pretty clear about what he views as a fool. One that has poor reasoning is one who denies that God exists, that God is the creator, that we have this amazing world that we live in. Even though you can't see God, does not mean that he isn't real, right? I mean, he's made himself known through his creation, but how many of us can see oxygen? Well, we can't, but how many of us need it constantly, and do we have to go buy it or anything like that? What about gravity? I mean, you can see that, wait, gravity teaches us that there is a profound design about the perfect design of gravity for us. But yet people, and the list could go on and on, but yet people would deny the existence of God. And God says, well, you're a fool. You don't reason well. Verse 3. When wickedness comes, contempt comes also, and with dishonor comes disgrace. So a person who won't accept counsel, they know better. I know better. I don't need your counsel. They only want to hear themselves, as we recognize about a fool. And interestingly enough, they're interrupters. they're not good listeners. And oftentimes they'll talk louder, if you know what I mean. And they possess an arrogant attitude. And they what they do is they bring dishonor, which is shame, onto their lives. And disgrace, which disgrace is the loss of respect because of things that they have said or things that they have done. So the road of a fool, one who isolates himself, one who has an attitude, is not a pleasant road. In fact, we're going to find out later, down in verse 12, it says, "Before destruction, a man's heart is haughty. But the good news is humility comes before honor." So anyway, let's go back into verse 4. "The words of a man's mouth are deep waters. The fountain of wisdom is a bubbling brook." What's behind the things that we say? Well, it's life experiences is what's behind the things we say. The things that we have studied and drawn conclusions about. That's what motivates our thinking and the things that we say. Compared to, and that's what the proverb does, it compares it to, "The fountain of a wisdom is a bubbling brook." Well, compared to something that's refreshing and life-giving and it's pure, and you can drink from it without harm. And you know what that is? That's the Word of God. And in particular, I love, if you remember back in Proverbs chapter 1, it says in verse 1, "To know wisdom and instruction," the purpose of Proverbs, "to know wisdom and instruction, to understand words of insight, to receive instruction in wise dealing, in righteousness, justice, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the youth." That's what this book is all about, this book of Proverbs, that we can all benefit profoundly from. Verse 5 says, "It is not good to be partial to the wicked or to deprive the righteous of justice." Those choices will cause repercussions that most likely you wouldn't like, because they're going to turn and they, and, you know, you've heard the expression, "What goes around comes around." Well, it does come around. Verse 6. In fact, verse 6 and 7, it says, "A fool's lips walk into a fight, and his mouth invites a beating. A fool's mouth is his ruin, and his lips are a snare to his soul." The snare of your speech, caught in the very things that you say, can eventually, wait a minute, will eventually affect your life. We have to give thought before we speak. And what is it that we conclude before we speak? Is it our own reasoning or is it sound reasoning? And where does that reasoning come from? Verse 8. "The words of a whisperer are like delicious morsels. They go down into the inner parts of the body." You know, what comes to mind when I read this verse is Norman Rockwell, because I could just see Norman Rockwell, the painting of the gossiper who is whispering into the other person's ear, you know, and they, so they're all excited. And of course, the other person, they're listening, and they're, you know, the anticipation you can see is growing in their face, and their mouth is probably circled, and their eyes are big. But in the background, the one being gossiped about is overhearing and is seeing at the expressions. And so what's the result? Well, the result was written for us in verse 7. It's a snare to their souls. A snare to their soul. Verse 9. "Whoever is slack in his work is a brother to him who destroys." You know, you got to pull your own weight. Because if you're not doing the things that you need to do to live your life prudently, then others are going to suffer for it, and particularly your own family. Verse 10, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous man runs into it and is safe." I cannot tell you how many times I've repeated that. In fact, in my Bible, it's highlighted because my refuge is in Jesus, crying out to Jesus. Oh, just the name itself is powerful. But the righteous knows the place of refuge. And what we find was when we pursue Jesus is we find peace. So my hope is that as you consider your own reasoning, pursue Jesus and let him be the one to bless you with his reasoning, and you will find the peace that he gives, the peace that guards the heart and the mind in Christ Jesus. God bless you all, and thank you for joining me today.